Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Do fans care about the NBA situation in China, or is it more of a media-driven story? I'm asking you right now, 855-212-4227, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you doing? Big time fan, first-time caller. Hey, I'm going to be very brief.
Okay.
I coached baseball in China for a year. I'm not going to claim to be an NBA fan, but it's more than just an NBA issue. Major League Baseball has developmental centers in China, so all these issues is not just focused on the national basketball. I live there. I've been to Hong Kong a bunch of times. I actually met my wife over in China, but these issues are a lot deeper than a lot of Americans know about. So I just wanted to just give my two cents. It's really scary over there, especially being an American working over in China. But love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
No, I appreciate it. I think this is an opportunity for people to educate themselves, including myself, more about that. You know, China is a huge power. Globally, look, I mean, just talk about learning languages, right? I mean, if you're learning languages, I have two young kids, and if you're telling them what languages should they learn, obviously Spanish is one, given the growing community here in the United States, but another one is Mandarin. And, you know, China, as far as an economic power, is surging, and, you know, the economic powers have influence. It's the way of this country, to be honest with you. I mean, and I say this, you know, this is the biggest criticism I think you can give the NBA, is being hyper worried about the bottom line like other businesses are. Now, I think they've actually done an okay job straddling the line without undermining their core values. Adam Silver came out and said that Daryl Morey's allowed to say what he wants to say. I mean, he said that, so they've supported the free speech of Daryl Morey, but are they worried about the revenue stream from China? Yeah, they are. Was it like 15% of what they make and could grow? I mean, there's also a lot of fans in China. Like, you know, I think with the players, they're celebrated like rock stars over there. So some of them don't want to alienate their fans in general. But here in this country, way too often, and I've said this on other issues, way too often, money is the only thing that matters, or it's the guiding light to everything. So, yeah, of course China's going to have power if that's the way that businesses here behave. Ernest in Birmingham, Alabama. Ernest, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning, Robin.
What's up?
I just want to say that I don't think that the NBA should have capitulated to China to save the bottom dollar. It's a horrible situation over in China. And I'm not coming against the ordinary people of China. I have nothing against them. I have something against the Chinese Communist Party that is running that country. You know that there is no free speech in that country. If you speak out against the government there, you're thrown into re-education camp, or you're thrown into a gulag, you're thrown into or you're executed.
Sure.
I mean, there is no freedom there. I mean, the only spark of freedom that there is over in that country is in Hong Kong. You know, and I think that, you know, we have to be aware of the dealings that we have with these people, because it's a horrible situation. And, you know,
I think
and you talked about Ernest, and you talked about what, you know, what's going on over in this country. And you're right. You're right about what's going on over this country. You have people who are invited to speak to the students on the college campuses, and then when they get there, they're throwing rocks. There's all kinds of protests against them, and they want to shut down their speech because it doesn't support the narrative of the college professors
I think the biggest thing here, Ernest, is that it's a familiarity and a our business versus their business thing. Like, according to American ideals, is what's going on in China cool? Of course not. Are there things that should be condemned? Of course there are. But at the same time, I don't think, again, the typical American or the typical NBA player is as aware of the climate there as they are here. It's only natural that be the case. And I think here a lot of people see American ideals under assault and are speaking out because this is America. Now, there in China, there is a bit of a, okay, you know, maybe we don't need to impart our influence on every part of the world. There's been some, you know, negative ramifications that have happened because of that. It's a complicated thing. You would never hear me in a million years say that I would support, you know, like people throw out buzzwords like human rights abuses or detainment camps. Of course, who in their right mind would support something like that? It's ridiculous. But it's disingenuous, I think, the criticism that a lot of the people in the NBA are getting, because I think, you know, they're speaking on the issues that they are familiar with and care about here, and don't have the quite the grasp of over there, and were thrust into it. They're choosing to speak out on the issues here. They're being thrust into the issues there. Now, whether or not American companies should do business in China, that's a debate people can have. You know, but there's a lot of them that do. And again, somebody brought it up. I brought it up earlier. Your phone, good chance. You know, like, so when we want to play the hypocrisy game, it's an easy way to catch a lot of people. Phil in Chicago. Phil, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, the whole hypocrisy thing you just mentioned is kind of a straw man. You're not really looking at the situation. They're calling them out because, A, they can virtue signal about men wanting to go to girls' bathrooms, whatever it may be, and pull a game because it doesn't affect their bottom line, right? But when it comes to affect their bottom line, like Harden's $200 million shoe deal, when it comes to the NBA trying to breach into a market, which basically everybody knows, if you want to get in the market in China, you basically got to grease some palms. So it's good to virtue signal when it doesn't bother you. So they're like, well, this could bother you, so why don't you go ahead and stand up for what your beliefs are? They don't, because it'll affect their
mind. Well, but who didn't stand up for what? Who didn't stand up for what their beliefs are?
You look at Harden. Oh, I'm sorry, apologizing for the owner.
Do we know what Harden's beliefs are? Do you know what Harden's beliefs are?
Oh, he doesn't mind sharing them out, and he can't say he doesn't know what's going on.
What have you ever heard? What have you ever heard Harden? What have you ever heard Harden speak on? No, a second. Answer the question.
Listen. They have a legal team that briefs them on what they can and can't do to another country. So they can't feign ignorance on what they can and can't do into another country.
I don't know what that means. What have you heard Harden? Give me an example of something political or social you've heard Harden speak on, period.
He was back in the whole bathroom thing. So he can virtue signal about that, but he can't virtue signal about people who end up missing.
When you talk about a straw man, the bathroom thing is a straw man argument.
No, it's
show
not.
Me
it's
the comments.
Exactly an example of his virtue signal.
When did he do that? When did Harden do that? What did Harden say about that?
Go through his Twitter feed. You'll see it. Go through his Twitter feed.
Show me what he said about
here.
It.
You work for a network. You can do it. You got people working for you. Do that.
Give me an example. What did he say? What was the tone of what he said?
He supported it.
Are you sure?
Supported.
What did he say?
Yes. Look through his feed. Look through his feed. You got a computer next to you. You have a guy looking through you. Scroll through his feed. Well, it'll be there.
Maybe before you call in and say he said all that stuff, tell me what he said specifically. Do
oh
your
my
homework
God,
before you call
man.
In.
Look, dude.
I don't understand how those two issues are related. I don't understand how they're related.
When you call someone out for virtue signaling when it doesn't affect them, that's a virtue signal.
What is a virtue? Who virtue signaled? I've never heard James Harden speak on anything like this before.
When it comes down to the bottom line, you guys cower like cucks.
Who? Oh, see, there you go. Like, you're telling yourself again. Stop telling on yourself, people. You know what? You're not angry about what's... A lot of you, and I'm not saying there aren't people. There are people who are rightfully angry about what's going on in China and rightfully against what's going on in China. But there are also a lot of people who just want an excuse to be mad at NBA players. Alex in Chicago. Alex, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Good morning. Hey, question. When they talk about, I'm not familiar with the information. Look, 30 years ago, we had Tiananmen Square where they had tanks, tear gas, and human targets. 30 years later, you have the same thing, tanks, tear gas, human targets, and people don't know what's happening. It's very simple. In the United States, you have one person killed, and next thing you know, we're saying, burn this mother down. Well, there you have hundreds of people killed. Why are they
again,
not...
Again, Alex, it's not a fair standard. I don't know as much about China as I do about the United... I live in the United States. They live in the United States. The news here is coverage of issues in the United States. The people they likely interact with are talking about issues in the United States, not issues in China. That doesn't mean people shouldn't educate themselves. I would support educating yourself on everything if you can. But I'm not stupid. I'm not uneducated. And I find myself in the same position Steve Kerr is, where there are things I feel comfortable speaking out because I fully understand them and I know exactly where I stand on them. And then there are the broader brushstrokes where I know where I stand on when it comes to China, but also I don't quite have the same understanding of the climate there, the people there, the history there. And it's not fair to put that on people. This is when were people bringing this up before? Again, it got real convenient real quick. 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
There's been a week's worth of NBA China talking points. 855-212-4227. John Brandio 1 tweets in, I'm sorry, did I miss the memo that if you have an opinion on one subject, you are required to have an opinion on every subject? Yeah, I think that is the standard some people are holding NBA players to, and I think it's very disingenuous. Again, I think a lot of the people demanding NBA players speak out on China are the same people that told them to shut up and dribble. And I think a lot of the people who are demanding NBA players speak out on China because of the un-American stuff that happens in China are the same people who haven't said a damn thing about the un-American stuff happening in America. Candace Bird tweets in, just went through James Harden's Twitter feed and didn't see anything political. That man was drunk. She's referring to a previous caller who I don't think was drunk. In fact, I suspect the worst, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and just say he was probably ignorant. That's why I asked for a specific thing. You know, you can't just... I would parallel that to this issue, right? Like, know what you're talking about before you talk about it. That's all. That's what Steve Kerr said. That's what Popovich said. Basically, it's what Curry said. It's what I've been saying. And I'm learning more about it. In fact, it's given me an opportunity to become more educated. And I'm taking that opportunity. But I don't feel as strongly or that I can speak as authoritatively on it because I'm not as familiar with it and I don't live it every day. So you should know what you're talking about before you just say stuff. So you can't just call in and say someone said something about something and not have the specifics of it right, or at least the context of it right. Otherwise, you're just making stuff up to fit your agenda, and that's where this topic has really concerned me. I mean, some of what's going on in China is obviously concerning, and I think any right-minded person would agree with that. But what's really concerned me here is the attacks that have just been thrown at the NBA players as if people were just waiting for it. Just waiting for any. And it makes me very skeptical of the reasoning behind that. Cleveland and Dallas. Cleveland, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Cleveland.
Okay. Now, let me talk to him.
Go ahead.
Tell him, yeah, he could come out early if he want to leave early and be on time, man.
Who are you talking?
He's got time to get dressed.
Are you on? You're on the air, dude. I thought you were talking to me when you said, are you ready? Are you talking to your kid or something? Or somebody else? What's going on, Cleveland?
Yes. How you doing, sir? Sorry about that. Yes.
Hold on. What were you talking about? What were you talking about before? Who were you talking to?
No, someone else. I was calling to make 3 points.
Okay.
Yeah, your first point is about the politicians. I think the politicians making the issue is because of the trade war. They're in the middle and in China. If they can get the athletes to speak, that bring broader attention to their gender. I think that's the propaganda that they are using and they are signifying.
Agenda? Did you say the word agenda?
Correct.
Okay.
With the trade war. And they want China, they want the athletes to speak about civil rights and inhumane things to bring more confusion and chaos. Also, it will enable the trade, the impact, the financial trade, and et cetera. Because it's the difference from financial and business and inhumane and civil rights.
Well, look, I think the people who are the politicians specifically, now some of them, there's been bipartisan agreement, but there have been some politicians who I've seen come out very forcefully and very strongly on this issue that I haven't heard a peep from. On other issues here, so it makes me very skeptical about their motives and how genuine they are. Shane in Louisiana. Shane, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I wanted to get my take on it. I look at this similar to the NFL kneeling thing. It's obviously a different issue, but I continue to watch football because I like watching football, and I'm going to continue to watch basketball because I like watching basketball. And I think most NBA fans will feel that way. And what you said about people wanting to find a reason to be mad at NBA players just to be mad, I think it's exactly right. If you look back two segments ago to the caller that went on and on about not watching the NBA anymore,
yeah,
he couldn't even name Steve Kerr as the coach of the Warriors. So clearly he was never a fan to begin with.
Yeah. No, I think you're in line, Shane, with most people, most fans, and I do think this will blow over. And, yeah, I there's plenty of room for the justifiable anger here and justifiable righteousness here, just like there, I think, is plenty of room for a lot of faking. And I've seen a lot of faking on this topic as if it's something that people were passionate about and they cared about. And it seems like they're only passionate and caring about it conveniently as an opportunity to bash NBA players. Gary in Jacksonville. Gary, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Good morning, Robin. And believe me, I am no fan of the president or his policies. But the NBA brought this on themselves, Robin, and I'll tell you why. They put themselves out as this progressive social justice league, free spirit. We applaud our players and our members of our community for speaking out on issues. You know, they're very outspoken, and we protect them. And the second, because of the almighty dollar, Adam Silver has the opportunity, should have 100% come back. We backed Daryl Morey 100%. China, whether you're liking it or not, this is an individual, has his rights and his opinions, and he's expressing them, which is what we do in
this
country.
Well, did he not do that? I think their initial statement was bad, Gary. I would agree with that. I think they were right.
And he kept the fires going because of that, Robin.
But I think yes, I agree. I think when he came out the second time around, I think he pretty much said what you said.
Yeah, but that was a little too late. That's already started. He should have 100% had the guts, and he backed LeBron and Popovich. No matter what they said, he didn't come out. You know, and I'm no fan of the presidents, but you know, this progressive league, he should have 100% said this is our league, this is the way we do it, but because of the almighty dollar, they're trying to walk the fine line, Robin.
I agree because of the dollar, they're trying to walk the fine line. I agree with that. I don't think they've undermined their core values, though. I mean, I think he was pretty clear in that regard. As far as
Adam Silver's a coward. He was a coward on this issue.
Well, I you know...
That's my opinion.
It's fine. Look, I'm not going to say you can't have your opinion, Gary, and I understand where you're coming from. What I would say is compare that to how another sports league might have handled it. Would they even have said, hey, you know, Daryl Morey can say what he says, and the NBA supports his right to say what he says, which they did say.
If you back one guy, you should back the other guy,
but they
regardless
did.
Of the repercussions.
They did say that. I mean, he did say that.
What was it? John Adams said, if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
I understand. What are we standing for here? What are you standing for?
You stand for the social justice rights. One of the issues is because Hong Kong is fighting for the rights, China's trying to extradite. If you're accused of a crime, you have to be tried in China.
Yes.
Which is, you know, Hong Kong, they're protesting that right because they're changing the policy over there, and they're protesting that, you know, they're trying to, you know, you're not going to have a fair trial in China, and stand up for that fact that, hey,
I think you have a better understanding of it than most, and that is my understanding of it as well. I don't think most people are aware of that. Again, what I'm saying, they're learning that. They're becoming familiar. So it's the difference between wading into unfamiliar territory and wading into familiar territory. And there's also a big difference between voluntarily doing it and being thrust into it. Most of the NBA players were thrust into this issue. And I think Daryl Morey was... Here's my problem with Daryl Morey's tweet. Not that he tweeted it. I would support his right to tweet that 100 times out of 100. I would support anybody's right to stand up for something they believe in 100 times out of 100. I think Daryl Morey's tweet, the problem was, it was like, it was clear what he was supporting, but it was vague in the sense of, in an issue like that, where people aren't as familiar with it. Like, if you just tweeted resist here in the U.S., I think people understand exactly what you're saying, right? But when you're tweeting that, I don't think most of the fan base, most of the general populace understood everything, and they had to, you know, if he had been clear and taken an even stronger stance, I think it would have been more effective. If he had condemned China more harshly than he did by just that, it would have been stronger and more effective, I think. The problem with his tweet was just kind of like vague. It was, all right, this is what he thinks, but what is he actually talking about? And we all found out in a lot of ways what he was actually talking about due to China's reaction. And yeah, I think the initial knee-jerk reaction from the NBA was protecting the money. I 100% agree with that. But then I think since that point, they've done as good a job as you can towing the line between protecting that money while also standing up for their core beliefs.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Been talking, of course, about the issue with the NBA and China. A lot of you weighing in on the topic at hand. 855-212-4227. Currently, the Lakers and Nets playing in China. I think after that, the teams will leave and this issue will be in the past until the next time it comes up, which is obviously something that could happen in the not near future or the not too distant future, because the NBA has a strong relationship with China and a huge fan base in China. But at the same time, I think they're going to get away from this relatively unscathed. Let's go to Glenn in Dallas. Glenn, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Glenn?
Hey, good morning, sir. I love your topic this morning. The thing I would like to say is that NBA players, they just have a voice. So the only thing they can say, only thing they can do is just speak out against what's going on over there. Whereas our politicians, they have the power to impose restrictions on the imports that China and these countries send over here that would hit their economy, that will speak against it in an economic sense, which will then make a difference. So like you said, these people are sitting on their thumbs not doing anything, want some so-called famous athlete to speak on something where they have the power to actually do something about.
Yeah, and again, they're the same people who have criticized these athletes who are speaking out in the past. Now they're demanding them speak out. And to your point, I think a lot of them, you know, I'm not going to name anybody specifically because there is a line here, obviously, like politics and sports intertwine. There's a line where I don't want it to be a political show, even though I hate the word politics nowadays because I think a lot of the stuff that's going on in this country can't be summed up by the word politics. But, you know, if we're going over specific politicians and their records and what they've stood for or haven't stood for, then we're a little bit too far down that route where I'm trying to keep it on the, you know, the road where the Venn diagram where sports and the politics intersect here. But let me just say a lot of the ones that I've seen speak out very strongly about this, I haven't seen have a spine about any issue stateside. And it only seems that they have a spine about it when it involves NBA players all of a sudden. Leslie in Alabama. Leslie, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
So I'm going to make this really quick, and it's just two quick points, so okay. Bear with me. The first one is what the whole discussion on the table about this issue with the NBA in China. And I have to admit, Mr. Lundberg, that actually, the sports arena sometimes is not necessarily the best venue to proffer political opinions. Now, because I prefer to escape in my sports realm, mm-hmm. and that goes to point number two. I am looking forward to your game day points. Today is college game day, and I am looking forward to all you got to say about the games and the teams coming up, and I'm looking forward to what you got to say about some of the things going on with the Nats beating the Cards and Miami beating Virginia. So that being the case, that's all I got to say, Mr. Lundberg, and thank you for taking my call.
I understand, Leslie, I do. Here's the thing. Some of those things, there are a lot of people in the audience who probably share your enthusiasm for focusing on the games, and we'll get to all that stuff. This is the biggest topic at the moment, and the most interesting topic for the broadest people is what I try to do on the show, and I think the response that this topic has got is indicative that it's the right call to be talking about it right now. As far as seeing sports as an escape, I also understand that. I understand that more now than I ever did before. Look, I want the NBA to come back so I have an escape at night from some things. However, it's not fair to try to censor people because that's what you want sports for, right? Like, that doesn't mean, just because that's what you prefer doesn't mean that a player shouldn't talk. You know, a player should speak out from any league, I think, about whatever issue is important to them. That doesn't mean that they need to speak on every issue, though, you know, or any issue. There are some guys that aren't comfortable or maybe don't know enough to speak on any issue, and that's okay. There are some guys who are going to speak on a lot of issues, and that's okay. There are some guys who are going to speak on the issues that are important to them, and that's okay. There's some guys that are going to say nothing. That's okay. You know, like, all that's okay. And we all have our passion or what we're looking to sports for, but that doesn't mean we can't impart what we want on others. Is all I would say, I guess. So that's why, like, when I get told stick to sports, I get offended because I'm not a sports bot, right? No one tells a teacher to stick to chalk and erasers, or no one tells, you know, anybody in any other profession to just stick to the only thing that their profession is. That's ridiculous. You know, and it's very silly because, like, no one ever gets mad at me for talking about a movie. If I were going to talk about a movie, no one would get mad. Or, you know, my hobbies, no one would get mad. They wouldn't go stick to sports. It's only when a topic that makes them uncomfortable comes up. And I also, again, I understand the escape aspect of it. Plenty of people are looking to sports for that. But that doesn't mean that people have to follow your edict either. So I appreciate all that. Joe in California. Joe, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, I have just a quick point. I really don't know sports that well, but I know video games.
Okay.
The American populace has roughly around over 100,000 people that could play video games, so 2K20. China, on the other hand, has over 600,000 people that could potentially buy 2K20. And it's honestly, I think it's all about the revenue, because could you imagine them just pulling the NBA contract for China and how much revenue they would lose? Not to mention all the microtransactions that they would lose in the video game as well.
I 100% agree that money, anyone who doesn't think money is a factor here is completely naive. Of course it is. Of course it is. And I've said before, I think that money is way too often in America the guiding force for almost everything. And I have a problem with that. In this case, the NBA, like other business, is concerned about the money, the revenue from China. 100%. I do, though, think, not to give them too much credit, but I do, though, think they've done a solid balancing act of also not undermining what they've stood for before. No one has said Daryl Morey can't tweet what he tweeted. No one has said no one else can speak about it. No one has been punished for what they've said or done here. Again, I think a lot of the players were thrown into a situation they weren't uncomfortable, they didn't ask for. Like, if one of the players had tweeted this and then was asked about it, well, that they brought that on themselves. You know, the GM of the Rockets tweeted it. And again, I don't think Daryl Morey did anybody any favors by not being more... I think he should have been stronger, to be honest. If that's how he feels, he should have said why he feels that way. Or he should have gone to the NBA and said we shouldn't play in China. Or he should have said that publicly, we shouldn't play in China. I think because of this. That, I think, would be stronger than just a picture meme supporting Hong Kong. Because that led to all the backlash, and I don't think people quite understood even what he was talking about, other than like passing news coverage that they've seen of protests in Hong Kong. Now, it's been an opportunity for me to learn more about those and more about, you know, what makes China tick. But yeah, as far as a money thing, that's been, you know, China's power in the global economy is not a new story. And their influence over American media is not a new story. I think South Park did an episode this week about censorship from China and about, you know, companies kowtowing to China. But the NBA has a lot of fans in China, too. So there's an aspect, I think, from there that people are losing, too. Like, so you may disagree with some of the broader issues in China, and you may avoid confronting them because, one, you're not quite as learned as you'd like to be. Two, you might say, hey, that's our business, or their business, not our business. I'm going to tend to our business. And then also, there are a lot of fans. So you don't want to offend the people who are cheering for you and rooting for you when they haven't, you know, done anything personally to you. And I think that's where some NBA fans are coming over, because when they go to China, they're not experiencing the typical experience. The NBA experience in China, they're landing, they're celebrated, people are greeting them, people are in the stands, people are cheering them, people are, you know, they see the billboards. So that is just natural. It's going to make you more, have a more positive perception of the people there, because they're being positive toward you. And the people are not in control of the government there more than many places. Logan in South Carolina. Logan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Howdy, man. Love the show.
Appreciate it. Thank
Good
you.
Good topic. I got two point of views here. The first point of view is as I get what's going on. Like, bigger money's always going to tell smaller money what to do.
Big bank take little bank. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just plain common sense. And I get where the NBA and the players are kind of hypocrites because they talk about America, but when something real is on topic like communism and the country.
But why? Here's a question: why is it hypocritical? I mean, it's not. I don't think it's hypocritical to weigh in on an issue that is important to you and you're familiar with and is going on here, and not weigh in on an issue that you're not as familiar with that isn't going on here.
I think that China is probably the biggest violator of human rights in human history, and anybody that has a brain knows that that's wrong and, you know, should speak out about it.
Well, but I think that's a hyperbolic statement. I think China right now is certainly silencing people, but there have been some, you know, I don't want to even invoke the name of some of the human rights, you know, atrocities in world history, but they're pretty famous, and I don't think it's fair to say that this is number one there.
Here's my second point of view. Okay, that's actually not how I'm looking at it. I just understand that point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my point of view. This is exactly how world wars start, like international incidents, stuff like this. Do we really want Trump to pick this up and run with it? The way he runs with stuff.
I don't think. Look, that guy's gonna do what he's gonna do. You know, I it's not fair to put this on NBA players. It's not. NBA players are not diplomats. NBA players did not ask for this. Just because NBA players have had an opinion on something else, or the president here, or whatever, does not mean they need to be the ones we go to for an opinion on everything. And to even insinuate that they would be the cause of a world war or that they're responsible for the actions of the person residing in the White House is ridiculous. Nathan in San Diego. Nathan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Long-time listener. I appreciate your program, sir.
Thank you.
You've heard the term ignorance is bliss?
Mm-hmm.
It's also dangerous. Okay, there's a reason why Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr, and NBA players are hesitant to even speak on the topic because they, like you pointed out before, they don't really know about it. Of course, they know more about issues that are going on in this country, as in particular, you know, police violence, incarceration rates of that nature, because Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr are in a field or in a league that's dominated by, you know, black men who are affected by policies in this country, okay? A lot of people who have been calling you this morning, they have no idea. No one's even said what the protest in Hong Kong is about. It's about extradition to China.
You're 100% right, Nathan. I greatly apologize. You're making a good point. I'm just up against a hard break. I think you and I agree, you know, that it's the lack of familiarity that is leading to not speaking with authority. That doesn't mean you can't learn as you go, which I'm trying to do. Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.